Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
WQHTFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Oh, man. Slow on the draw, McGraw. It was the computer's fault. Sure. But it's Friday morning. What's going on, man? It's Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. What's happening, Laura Styles? You got big plans this weekend?
You know what? I was one of those people who didn't make Memorial Day plans. I'm just going to chill and keep it easy.
That's the way to do it.
Hit local stuff. Like, I didn't, you know, I'm not traveling. And you know what? Listen, I'm happy for people who are going to go somewhere nice and relax. But, Ebro, I just don't feel like dealing with all the craziness at airports. Because, you know, it's crazy. Today, yeah. Yesterday and today, I hear, is one of, like, the busiest travel days. So, may the force be with anyone that's traveling.
The force. Not the force.
I'm okay, man.
May the force.
Yeah, no, nah, I am riding some bikes, a scooter with my kid. Like, I'm chilling.
I actually really enjoy the tri-state Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July. Mm-hmm. People bounce out of town, so you can really kind of enjoy the city.
Yeah, and that's what, now, that's in a lot of cities. Wherever you live, like, a lot of people just got, because now people get up. Well, it depends. Like, if you live in a place where there's nice weather and beach, chances are you'll be crowded. But a lot of people are, you know, hopping over to Mexico or whatever island, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's nice.
Yeah, nah, not the God. I'm chilling, cooling at the cribbo. You know, and then the other part, you know, for us, like, we don't really get to enjoy the city a lot, right? Work schedules, you know what I mean? Things like that. So when people vacate the premises, when they leave the city, you can enjoy it a little bit more. So hopefully, whatever you're doing, hopefully you got some cool Memorial Day plans, maybe cooking out somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Throw some flesh on the grill, you know what I'm saying?
Shrimp on the Barbie?
You know what I mean? Skew it on the Barbie. Shawnee, what you got up this weekend, fams?
I'm staying low. I'm going to stay local and just...
Slow and low, let yourself go?
Yeah.
That is the tempo?
Be seen, you see me?
Word.
I'm going to just be free. Same thing y'all saying. Stay local and vibe with the people.
Cooling out.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it, and I'm into it. On the line, Samantha and Sterling. What a prestigious name, Sterling. Good morning. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Yeah, right out there. What's happening for you this weekend?
Oh, man. Hopefully crashing someone's cookout.
Crashing a cookout. That's like a... No, I wasn't even invited. I heard about it. I'm pulling up.
No invites yet.
Yo, I'm pulling up, paper plate in hand, and some aluminum foil for the to-go plate. I don't even need your aluminum foil. I come equipped.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like that. Good plan. Good plan. Just, you know, hopefully you show up to the right cookout where the food is cooked right. Because some people be out here seasonless. Seasonless. Yeah. Ain't cooked the meat all the way through.
Chill.
It's a mess. Got to be careful. Sterling, how are you today?
What?
How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, bro?
I'm blessed, man. Does everybody call you Sterling or do you have like a nickname?
Nah, they call me Sterl, S-T-R-L.
Sterl.
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 There you go.
I like it. Well, at least they're not calling you sterile because, you know what I'm saying, we don't want that.
chill.
We don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Sterl, you got good plans this weekend?
I don't know. I think I'm going to Atlantic City. Just hang out and chill out.
Oh, okay. Go down there for a little debauchery and depression. I got it.
Lose some money,
you know what I'm saying? See some people really Hang out. Yeah,
walk
that Atlantic.
Walk the boardwalk
and all that. Okay, well, be safe down there. Samantha, who you want to represent you for the game that lives up to its name this morning?
Laura.
Laura Stales.
Well, everybody pick Laura.
Because it's ladies. You know how ladies stick together no matter what,
that's
any weather.
That's a woman in power.
That's how they do it. I mean, do we? Psh, all right. 6 seconds on the clock. Shani right. with the question.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura, never losing.
Here we go. Whose car show finally got
Ebro.
The permits? Ebro.
Car show to get the permits. Rick Ross.
Two. That's a fact to make it happen.
He's still beefing with Envy?
I think so. Which movie? which month is the U.S. president Ebro. Always? Ebro.
Three, two. Which month? One. I'm going to say February.
Incorrect. Which month is U.S. president always inaugurated in?
Oh,
inaugurated. That would be January.
Facts. Which governor just announced he is running for president? Ebro.
That would be Ron DeSantis from the lame state of Florida.
On Twitter, that's a fact. In the cartoon, which city?
Laura.
Oh, damn it. You tried to time it. I saw what you was doing.
Oh, man. Three, what city? Two, I'm just going to go with The Simpsons with Springfield.
Wow.
There you go.
That's game. Like a known one. Correct. Okay.
Wow. Who is being sued by the Gap for $2 million?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Kanye West.
That's a fact. At which stage of sleep do...
Ebro.
Laura.
REM.
REM is correct.
That's the only answer. That's the only answer anybody ever knows about sleep. REM.
That's it.
Do dreams occur? Rapid eye movement. Tie game.
Oh, tie game.
Oh, man. I don't know. Oh, I think I'm being pencil whipped on this one, man. I don't know if it's a tie. I feel like I'm up one.
You ain't up one.
I feel like I am.
And she just caught three with that.
No, she didn't. She only got two.
All right. Let's see.
Okay. All right.
He's looking for a space question. That's always the draw. He's looking for some outer space.
I need something that y'all won't know until I say the last word. That's always the hold up. All right.
Okay.
What is the never-ending number?
Ebro.
Oh.
Ebro.
That is pi.
Wow. Ebro wins.
3.14444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444 Sterl, you know what it is, baby.
Yeah, you know what it is, baby.
Baby.
The bro code.
Oh, yo, you know what I'm saying? The bro, I don't know if the bro code is always used in ways I'm not quite co-signing. But all right, for right now, it's all love, man. You know what I'm saying? The bros. Sterling, hang on. Right. We got to get some info. Samantha, crash a barbecue. Maybe you'll have better luck. And on the way, flashing lights with Laura Staff.
Ah, man. Coming up in the flashing lights report, Takeoff's alleged killer was indicted for murder. So I'll give you the details on what's happening with this case coming up in the flashing lights report.
Oh, do-ga-do-ga-do-ga. Gra, keep it a stack. Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, you know that's Ice Spice. She is Summer Jam artist Ice Spice. June 4th, UBS Arena, Long Island. That's like, 9 days away? Eight?
Oh, man. Like it's called a week from Sunday.
There it is. We'll be in the building. It'll be a great time. But right now, another great time with the lovely Laura Styles and the flashing light.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Takeoff's alleged killer, Patrick Xavier Clark, has just been formally charged with murder in the killing of Takeoff from the Migos. Now a Texas grand jury indicted Clark on murder charges. And, you know, as you know, Takeoff was shot and killed back in November outside a Houston bowling alley where he was partying with Quavo, who started out as a celebration, turned into an argument, which led to a physical altercation and ultimately a fatal shooting. Now, Patrick Xavier Clark's attorney is saying today's actions by the grand jury is not unexpected. We would like to ask the people to remember that getting an indictment requires meaning very minimal standard of proof, but when we get inside the courtroom in front of a jury, we'll be able to put our evidence and cross-examine the state's witnesses. And, you know, he just goes on and on and on that there's proof of a reasonable doubt. Going on social media, I'm watching this kid pop, and a lot of people from Texas, and this is just what I'm reading, are saying, hey, I live in Texas, hey, you know, this is my area, and a lot of us really don't think he did it. they feel like he's just catching, you know, he's just, it's getting pinned on him, but he cannot snitch. I don't know, Ebro.
Well, I was going to say the same thing, and then the way the prosecution is presenting this case, it sounds like the evidence is sketchy because they're just talking about reasonable doubt, and they're talking about, you know, not having a lot of proof, but just enough proof, et cetera, et cetera. So that makes me think, okay, somebody's stretching this. Somebody's dragging this to try to make it make sense. It's not clean. There's something not clean about it. But we shall see.
Yeah, man. We shall see. Because I know they definitely want, they want to find, you know, they want to catch somebody and they want to throw somebody in jail over this. Of course, our beloved Takeoff was taken away, but let's see, man. We're just going to have to watch all this play out.
Let me tell you a story that while I absolutely want justice for what happened, let me tell you about a story that I don't feel like hearing about day after day and week after week if it's a trial. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, just because it reminds you that
literally, yeah,
you hadn't thought about it until you hear about this.
Correct. Like, you think about it. I saw him. He popped up as a feature on, I saw him on that he's featured on someone's album this week. Oh, the Travis album. I saw he's going to be featured on that. And you're like, oh. But then just like Takeoff murder. It's just awful. It's still so awful.
It is. It's horrible. But we'll keep you posted. That's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 74 and alternate side parking is suspended.
I think Rosenberg was actually trying to make a bid to not keep posted.
To not keep what?
Posted. Oh, to keep Laura, after you said that, Laura goes, but we'll keep you posted.
I think
your bid,
well,
your whole bid was like, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. It was like, please don't keep me posted.
Rosenberg doesn't want to hear it, but our audience does. So.
Right, the show's bigger than me. It's okay.
Rosenberg is like, yo, I don't want to be posted. All right.
Can you give me a warning so I can check out right before?
On the way, ride or die. Congratulations, you played yourself. Curve, tickets to something. And it's a happy Friday. Yo, the sunshine and the weather for this weekend.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood. Summer Jam,
it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on that Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
On the phone, and Amy would like to play Ride or Die. Yeah.
What's up, Amy?
Hi.
You want to test your boyfriend, Emmanuel?
Yes.
And how are we going to do this?
He always gets in the car and there's never gas, and he gets so mad at me. I'm already at work, but I'm going to say I'm going to a meeting, and I didn't notice, and I ran out of gas on Atlantic Avenue, and he needs to come and help me.
I like it. It's pretty easy. All right, what's the rules, Laura Stiles?
30 seconds to see if you'll ride or die for you. You ready? Let's go for it.
Babe. Yeah. Babe, listen, I need you to come now. I was going to a meeting and the car just stopped in the middle of Atlantic Avenue because I ran out of gas. Babe, I'm serious. I need you to come now. I'm going to a meeting and I'm late.
What do you want me to do?
I need you to come and help me get gas. There's no gas station around here. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in the middle of the road. Are you coming?
I'm coming.
All right. Emmanuel.
Man. Oh, I got you, babe. I got you.
Yo, I got. I can't believe that.
You got, son.
Now, here's the question.
I stayed on the radio. I love my woman.
Yo, exact. Good answer.
There you go.
And you played it perfectly, Emmanuel. She thought she was going to be pissed off because she always screws up the gas tank.
Always, son. I get in the car and I yell at this woman. She always tells me, there's gas in the car. No, there's not. She's a crazy Colombian.
Yeah, you don't want no problems.
I want no problems. I'm just not trying to get cut, man.
Mama, I love you.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
Oh. Vibes. Wait, hold up. What am I seeing here? Where's this at? Oh, never mind. Where's Greenville? Is that North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Greenville, North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Well, black folks in Greenville, North Carolina, as they get ready for the Juneteenth event. Did you see this, Laura Stiles?
No, but here we go. What's happening?
It's not even that deep. It's just like Juneteenth, a couple of years. 5 years ago, nobody was really even talking about Juneteenth. If we're keeping it a thou wow.
That's right.
There's been a festival in Queens going on for like 40 years.
And nobody cared.
People would go if it was a part of your family kind of routine. Right. When I was growing up at the local parks, there was a Juneteenth celebration. We talked about Juneteenth. It was a reason to get together, you know, family, friends, and cook out.
Yeah.
Obviously, after George Floyd passes, the government, other people started scrambling for ways to finally begin to work to acknowledge of the milestones and history of slavery and also the atrocities in the right way. And so now we land at Juneteenth as a national holiday, June 19th. So wherever it falls, the following Monday, I believe you get the day off. Well, in Greenville, and I think it's South Carolina, not even North Carolina. Yep, South Carolina. They got banners all over Greenville, South Carolina, trying to make Juneteenth this like inclusive all ethnicities holiday. Hmm? With pictures of like rando white people on banners for Juneteenth. And
please
for
stop.
That, you get this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, black people can't even have nothing.
Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Yo, black folks can't even have pain to themselves.
That's why we can't have
that. You can't even have
black people can't even be oppressed by themselves.
Yo, And by the way, that is insane, though. I mean, listen, correct me if I'm wrong. I think black people want all people to acknowledge the holiday.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Support black businesses. Do whatever your part can be to celebrate it in your own way, not to take the holiday. That's not how it goes.
Nah, this is looking crazy. It's got like some blonde-haired white lady on the Juneteenth poster.
Stop. Oh, no, stop.
Yes,
no.
I swear to God. I swear
no.
to God.
What?
I'm looking at it right now. Y'all, I'll send it in the chat. I'll send it to y'all.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. There's so much more that I've seen in the world today, too. It's a bad day for congrats. Or a good day, depending on how you
Or a good day. Yeah, there you go. Well, and then you got to give a congratulations. You played yourself to the Miami Heat. Letting the Celtics get back in this is not what you want.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's not what you want. So now they go down to Miami in a must-win game situation. We go to ESPN's own Rosenberg, who was at the TD Ameribank Garden or whatever it's called, Ameritrade Garden.
TD Garden.
You know what I'm saying? What? It'll never be the real garden, but it's some sort of garden. What happened there last night?
Why are you adding extra sauce? it was fantastic last night. I mean, listen, I'm a Celtics fan, as you know, so it was a ball wire to wire. They won, but the bottom line is it's a talented team, and they had a plan yesterday, and they hit their shots. the Heat were without a guy who 3 weeks ago no one had ever heard of, but now sounds like a major loss because he's been killing
Vincent?
It for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Africa. I found out Vincent was like half Nigerian.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's funny. Of course you just found out because literally a month ago, if you had said Gabe Vincent's hurt, people would have been like, who's hurt? And now he's been so good. This team's been finding so many ways that they're like, oh, my God, what will they do without Gabe Vincent?
What about the kid Martin, though, that J. Cole put on? Never heard of that guy either.
Caleb Martin. What about Duncan Anderson? What about the old white guy they have?
Oh, no,
looks
you mean
like
Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson.
I heard about Duncan, though.
Yeah, no, me too. He was someone, but he's still been above. Everyone's playing above their skis. How about the white guy who looks like he's no less than 47 years old?
Kevin Love?
No. The balding dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, the big man. I don't know who that dude is.
No, Ebro. His old school white man receding hairline. It takes me back. Yo, it makes Kurt Rambis proud to this day. You know what I mean?
Well, no, real talk. He's so white, I was surprised the Celtics fans weren't cheering for him. You know how y'all get down.
Can you stop?
I was like, yo, who is this monk on the on the court?
Yo, his name is Cody Zeller. And it says he was born in 1992. Nah,
we don't believe
bro.
It. We don't believe it. You.
But anyways, Saturday night, 8:30. So whether you love the Celtics, hate them, don't care, we got some fun sports going on Saturday night.
Yeah, I can't stand them. I hate them. And there was and Rosenberg, you reported there was black people at the game in Boston.
Can you, can you stop? I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore with you. Okay. Yeah, you could say whatever you want about the city of Boston. It's totally fine. But the Celtics, it is a multicultural situation. It always has been. It's just Larry Bird and Kevin McHale made you think the whole team and everything about them was white forever.
Well, yeah, I mean, the city doesn't help. I mean,
the city doesn't help.
The city,
but the organization,
they're on TV, and you know what else doesn't help? When players like Scalabrine come in the game, and these players who are just rando white dudes, and the audience gets super excited about it, that doesn't help either.
By the way, I'll tell you what, though, that is a beyond a Celtics problem. When random white bums are like check in, that the white bum being beloved, it does go beyond Boston. Let me just say that.
Yo, Laura, what you got today?
So I'm watching this clip. Shout out to the Shade Room. So a clip of ESPN announcer Tom Hart is going viral.
Oh, man, this guy.
After Tom had an inappropriate slip of the tongue.
Wait, what? Another one of these things?
So he was trying to say clock back. Well, let's hear some of this audio.
We can't turn the we can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back. And turn it back into the mid-80s.
Congratulations. So, do you hear what he's... Can you kind of hear what he said?
He had black peen on the brain,
oh,
baby.
No! And you hear his call be like, ooh.
Yo, let me hear one more song.
You played yourself.
Can I hear just the beginning again, Shawnee? One more time.
We can't turn the black. We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back.
Well, and the optic is crazy because while he's saying it, the batter who's at up to bat is a black man.
Oh no!
So when he says it, the camera is basically waiting for the batter to swing on a pitch. And he makes that slip up at the same time. So clearly he was thinking about the junk in my man's pants. Oh,
congratulations. No. You played yourself.
Yo, that is hilarious. That was much better than the one a couple of weeks ago where just dude straight up dropped an N-word.
Well, yeah, this was, I mean, clearly this is much better. It wasn't a racial slur. He was just talking about that.
by the way, you know, that guy did end up getting fired.
Yes, he
really?
Did. The A's guy, they did... But the thing is, they didn't say what they found, but they did an investigation. And in doing the investigation, they decided to let him go. So, don't know what that means exactly, but yeah, hit the button again.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today? You said you had a few items.
Okay, well, there's a quick one I saw here. Laura, do you see the thing about this model? First of all, the fact there's a model out there who goes by the nickname, quote, Devil Baby, hit the button. I don't know.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I don't know Devil Baby.
This devilish model slept with a soccer player named Mason Mount, an English soccer player. They slept together one time, and this Instagram model went on a full stalking mission, pled guilty to stalking the other day, and in the case, they found out she called the dude from 21 different phone numbers.
Wow. You.
21 different phone numbers. Yo, bruh, hit yourself with the button. Calm down.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, Ebro, I guess my man Mount was really doing something right. You know what I mean?
He was mounting.
21. He was mounting something.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And we have not spent a lot of time on the insane blowback that Budweiser has gotten from the having that commercial where they use the trans social media influencer, and now, like, Bud is being left on the shelves by, like, the thousand all over the country in a political protest. We've barely touched that. But, yo, people's fear of the LGBTQ community is at an all-time high. I saw a video yesterday. Target has some, like, LGBTQ items for sale. Like, they're, you know, some, like, LGBTQ pride or T-shirts, things of that nature. And, yo, there has been such blowback against it. They've had to remove some of the product from the stores. They're losing, like, billions of dollars. And I saw a video yesterday of some psychopath walking through a Target and smashing, ripping down the rainbow-colored LGBTQ, like, displays in the Target on YouTube.
People are out of control. I also saw one man at Target with, like, a pride shirt going around asking other customers, do you support this? This is the devil. And, like, and then management is having to, like, escort people out.
All of it screams mental health evaluation. All of them.
And religious psychos.
Well, that's what health about. That's the event.
Yeah, that blurs too. That Laura, that insane religious. Even before I thought about racists needing a mental health eval, like Ebro's talking about, the super duper crazed religious people always made me think mental health eval. I was always like, oh, wait, you guys are living in a whole different world.
You need to go get checked out, bro. You need to go get checked out.
You're talking about magic people like they were. You're telling stories from 5,000 years ago like they were here yesterday. Yo, this sounds insane. And now they're running through Target smashing. Yo, if you get so triggered when you see a gay pride thing that you feel the need to break something,
you
I just want to hit you with
out.
Congratulations.
Get checked out and take one of these.
You played yourself. So all that big
well, talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I never made a big thing about it because I just thought it was dumb. And I thought it was par for the course. Like, it was kind of just like, of course. Of course they are. Of course,
but yo, Bud literally, all they did was put this trans person. They put her in a spot, like in a social media. This wasn't a big deal. Like, they didn't take some huge stance on trans issues. They literally just used a person to use their influence because they're an influencer. Like, they didn't
it's
say
nothing.
Like
that's how stupid. That's why I didn't nothing. Think it was. That's why I never gave it any. It literally, like when I saw like Kid Rock shooting at Bud Light cans or something he was doing, like, in protest. They were like, we're going to blow up these Bud Light cans. How dare you? We're gonna shoot all our Bud Light we bought. We'll show you, Budweiser.
But dude, they're in, like, tailspin. It's been such a bad blowback that, like, financially, Bud is actually in some level of trouble right now. And, not, I mean, obviously, they're Budweiser.
Well, I got news for you. You know what they've been in a tailspin for a long time. That's why they've been acquiring smaller microbrewery. If you really read the Budweiser story over the last few years, it hasn't been about their main brand, Budweiser or Bud Light. It's been about all of the other brands that they bought years ago as they saw, like, these smaller beer companies and these, you know, microbreweries having a lot of success. So I think they might own Blue Moon. They own so many different things that you don't think are Budweiser.
In other words, they're going to be all right is what you're saying.
Fam, way aight. So you can go ahead and keep not buying Bud, shooting your Budweisers.
I don't want my beer trans. I want regular beer.
I don't want trans beer.
Is my beer man or a woman? I need to know.
So I don't ridiculous. Like my beer with pronouns.
I don't want your they beer.
So yeah, stupid. On the way, man. Curved is gonna happen right now. You got Cast One. with Summer Jam artist Coi Leray ringing off on a Friday morning. Good morning, everybody. Plus, DJ John's going to step in the room. Y'all keep it locked, man. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ladies and gentlemen, another installment of Curved. It's a public service provided by Ebro in the Morning where, you know, if you've gone out with someone on a date, maybe you met them on a dating app, you thought it was all good, you never heard from them. Maybe you've been dating someone, like today's scenario, and then they just faded on you. We have George on the line. George.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Yeah, you were dating Alicia for eight months. Wow.
8 months, going on nine.
And you haven't heard from her in 2 weeks. How do you know that she's all good?
Well, I mean, she's completely ghosted me. It's been 2 weeks, not a text, not a phone call. And so I was a little worried at first, and then I realized that she was still posting stuff on her Instagram and Facebook, you know, and I'm like, uh-oh, something happened here.
All right, but did you guys get into a huge fight? Did something happen for her to maybe go ghost on you?
Not at all.
During the 8 months, everything was all good. You guys were having a good time. Sex was popping. Everything was popping.
Everything. We even talked about moving in together, you know? And then it just out of nowhere, it's like, boom, disappeared. And I'm a little, I'm extremely concerned. I was, you know, somebody I love.
Well, chill for a second. We're going to call Alicia. She agreed to come on the air, but she doesn't know that we're going to put you on, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate all right, so chill for a second. Here we go.
Hello?
Alicia, it's Ebro and Laura and Rosenberg. Ebro in the Morning.
Oh, hey, how are you?
How are Hi. You? Thank you for coming on our segment, Curved.
Now, thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's talk about George. He reached out to us because he says that you guys were dating. It was all love. It was all fun. It was all good. And then for the last 2 weeks, he noticed you're still posting on IG and Facebook, but he says that you're not hitting him back. Is there anything? Mm-hmm. Did he do anything, or is there, you know? What's
yeah,
because
I asked him. Did you guys get into a fight? What happened? Because there has to be a reason why you just disappeared.
He's pretty worried, Alicia.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have to say, I listen to Curved. I love this segment.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's a lot of fun. I know George's ass is on the other line listening.
Oh.
So he should be listening pretty hard when I say. He knows exactly why I am not calling him again. I know he went out with his boys, and he ended up hitting on a girl that I know.
Oh,
that part.
Congratulations. You played
and he
yourself.
Doesn't know that I know that. He never met this friend. I went to college with her, and so he had no idea that I knew who she was.
So did she call and tell you?
Oh, yeah, she let me know, and that's why his ass getting curved right now.
Let you know what? Let you know what exactly I say.
Yeah, she called and let me know that the dude that I had been in Facebook photos with was out here trying to hit on her and pick her up. That's how you get your ass curved, and that's how you end up on the radio station.
Okay, all right.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Hit on your friend. What did she say that I hit on her? I didn't even do shit.
Calm down. You're sounding very
no,
defensive.
No, you totally did. She let me know. You just got caught, and now you're mad that you got curved, and you're out on the radio station getting your ass chewed out by someone who won't call you again. Don't get mad.
All I'm asking, what exactly did she say? That's what I want to know. She's saying I hit on her. How did I hit on her? What did she say? I can't talk to someone.
You know you hit on her. You try to pick her up. You try to take her home. You try to take her home is what you tried to do. And she let me know.
You're saying you did not try to pick her up. You were having only friendly conversation.
Absolutely. I didn't try to take anybody home. You know, here's the problem with society nowadays. You got all these dumb motherfuckers on their phones, always texting, always on Tinder and shit like that. God forbid you talk to somebody, you make eye contact, and you're courteous to them, and all of a sudden they think that you want to take them home. This girl's full of shit.
Whoa, okay, calm down.
No, she thought you wanted to take her home because you said, hey, why don't we finish this conversation at my house? That's an invitation to take somebody home. So don't pull yourself right now.
That sounds like going home to me.
You did say I was out with my boys, right? I was with Tommy, I was with Billy and Johnny, right? So I got three guys.
Tommy, Billy, and Johnny.
You know,
wow.
You know, Tommy, Billy, you hit on anything that walks, which is your friend, because your friend is not even that cute, let me tell you.
But you tried to take her home.
Well, she was cute enough to ruin this relationship.
Whoa! Boom, bow, surprise.
You're taking sides with somebody you haven't seen since college, really?
Yes.
We're still on Facebook, and she's on my Instagram. And she sees pictures of you on my Instagram.
All right, Alicia.
Alicia, I have a question.
He clearly didn't actually succeed in cheating. However, he took a misstep. Is there any way for him to clean this up?
Sure, he cleaned it up on his own, but I don't want to have to deal with him anymore.
All right.
Well, I'm not dealing with somebody who's going to be hitting on other people behind my back. You do it and you get caught. What about the times that you don't get caught?
Okay. I was just asking. Mm-hmm. George, anything you want to say here on your way out?
Man, I always knew this girl was damaged anyway. God forbid that.
You sound so bitter. You're such a loser. Alicia, good riddance, girl. Good riddance.
Yeah, he knew I was damaged. That's why he called the radio station.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. curved@eberinthemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
The ride in the rinky dink.
Wait, my dad's calling me.
No.
We don't need your dad.
It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. And we're trying to get a special exclusive interview. Hold on, her headphones are back on. Oh, here we go. Put them on, Issa.
Put them on, Issa.
Ebro's always here to ruin a situation and interfere. He's talking to her right now. She's trying to do a radio show. Can she be a professional for once?
That's right. Issa, this is your time to shine, Issa.
Issa, put your headphones on. We're live. We're live, baby.
We're live, Issa.
Open the show.
Issa, say it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We'll get this thing started.
Hi, guys. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
And yourself. Izzy. Now, Issa, you're seeing Little Mermaid tonight?
Yes.
How exciting.
Tell us about, have you seen the preview?
I've seen it a few times, but I'm excited to see it today.
I just have to tell you that I'm very jealous because it looks like it's going to be spectacular. Are you ready?
Yes.
What's your favorite character in The Little Mermaid? Just tell me real quick.
Can you repeat that, please?
Who's your favorite character in The Little Mermaid?
Obviously, The Little Mermaid.
Hello. There's only one star.
Hey, Laura, leave me
I like Sebastian. Sebastian's my guy.
Do you know what you're wearing? Did you pick out your outfit?
Oh, I'm just going to wear some, like, leggings and a t-shirt.
Okay. Yeah, Shawty, it's a movie. She's not going to a ball.
But it's a big deal. Maybe she already knows, you know, the whole
now,
fit.
Now, what has been your favorite Disney movie up till now?
Probably Princess and the Frog.
Strong choice.
Yeah.
A strong choice. Oh, this is very exciting, Izzy. All right, is your dad excited?
I think so. Yeah, I am on air, Dad. They're asking me questions about the movie.
Yo, look.
I'm on air, Dad.
Look, he's interrogating her while she's trying to do a radio show.
My dad says let's sing the song for DJ John.
Okay, there you go. Hit it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
The adorable child has been replaced by the large, gruff, gray-bearded man.
We gotta get focused, man. We gotta give people their stuff, man.
Oh, we have stuff. That's right.
John, what are you giving to people?
Tickets to Summer Jam happening June 4th at UBS Arena. We're kicking off Summer Jam with a Defiant Warner stage hosted by French Montana. Also on that main stage, Cardi B, Glorilla, Ice Spice, Coi Leray, Lola Brooke, French Montana, 5-Year Fauna, and we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with the Locks, baby. Plus, you qualify for a grand prize of Cardi B Summer Jam Superfan Prize Pack. That includes grand transportation to and from Summer Jam, a Cardi B autograph, Summer Jam merch, Summer Jam bling, and $500 as well. We throw that in there, baby.
Zing. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Call right now. You want to be smart on DJ John. He forgot to get the phone calls because you guys were so busy talking to Issa.
Yeah, man. I got distracted. Issa is such a joy. She's an amazing person.
I mean, Ebro, she was giving us a very important Little Mermaid report. I love it.
It's a big that's the big story this weekend, if you didn't.
Yeah, well, you left it out. That's the thing. That's why we go to the real
nobody
one.
Asked. Nobody asked me. Right? Like, so this morning when you weren't here because you were sleeping in.
Oh,
from
wow.
And when I asked Laura about her weekend, and I asked Shawnee about her weekend, guess what nobody does?
About
his weekend. Thank you, her, they, them, you know,
come
whatever,
on,
you be all
right. My pronoun same is king.
All the same.
My pronoun is king.
Be clear.
Now people are really just making up stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
But nobody asked me about my weekend.
Wow, man. You know what? That's not
the idea. Because I often ask you guys about your weekend.
And we didn't flip it back. All right. So the weekend is...
Apologies.
No, I don't want your apology. You don't give a damn. Just be honest. Keep it real. You don't give a damn.
Yeah, I will say, Ebro, as part of Ebro's Friday small talk, it is often, do you have any big plans this weekend? He does do that. That is true.
It's true.
Well, it sounds like you have a big plan, Ebro. We're very excited for you.
Oh, man. We got, I think we're going IMAX. IMAX 3D Little Mermaid tonight. We bought these tickets like 3-4 weeks ago. Like, listen, look, man. When you got a kid, Laura knows.
Yeah.
You got to make plans in advance, especially for these big ones.
Yeah, how is it that the movies went from we went all the time to now no one goes, but if you want to go, it's really hard to go?
That's right.
It makes no sense.
John, we got Mac on the line, right?
Yes, sir. Hard to get a ticket.
Let's go to it. Hard to get a ticket.
Okay.
Hard to get a ticket. Mac, good morning. You seeing Little Mermaid this weekend?
Yes, I'm going to take my daughter.
There you go.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Get your tickets yet? You get your tickets yet?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there you go.
He's
that's
on
a
it.
Dad right there. Dad life.
Dad He's on
life.
It.
Well, answer Laura's question super fast so you can get at these summer jams.
Okay, let's see if you know this one. Transylvania is home to what famous vampire?
Count Dracula.
Correct.
Count Dracula?
Today's Dracula Day.
Wait, whoa.
Today's what day?
Today's like Dracula Day. You know they have day national this day, national
we celebrate
day.
Vampires?
This is
vampire.
You know.
This is the national day, or is this just local? Like this?
I never heard of this.
I don't know, fam.
Vampire.
It is what it is.
What about Zombie Day?
This sounds like a Producer Griff special. Dracula he loves day. A rando calendar day.
It is. Well, this one. All right, DJ John.
That's right.
Here's your question, DJ John.
Okay.
In the book, who is the hero who kills Dracula?
The Silver State.
That's the hero?
No, it is Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Oh.
Helsing.
Oh, man. That guy.
Dracula.
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 Dracula. Matt.
Yo, Ice Spice Vampire? Gra. Keep it a stop. Keep it a stop.
Keep it a stop.
Mac, you get a ticket. You're going to Summer Jam, sir. June 4th. Yeah, let's go. UBS Arena.
Yay.
Ice Spice as Dracula. Gra. Keep it a star. Gra.
I really hope they do that.
Hang I'd on, like Mac. Have a good time at Little Mermaid this weekend. And up next, Flashing Lights with the lovely Laura Styles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Elon Musk's brain implant company, Neuralink, announced a big FDA approval. This is either a breakthrough thing or it's really scary, but we can talk about it coming up in a Flashing Lights report.
It's both.
Oh,
it's both. I kind of believe we talked about this before. On
but
the
it
air.
But it just got the FDA approval.
Yeah, no, it's been pending.
That's a
We've been
big
working
thing.
On this for a while. Yeah, man. We'll talk about it. It's happening next. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Friday, sunshine, memorials, the Memorials Day.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Cal Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity Host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire, fire,
fire. Keep my comments to myself.
I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking? Why that dude sound like he was crying like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Right. Dope. Now I think I know that is that kid. That kid's name's Friday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Nah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. But I do be hearing his voice sometimes. Like, yo, he's bringing the drama right now. Like, he sounds in pain.
He's in pain. He sound like a dog.
You said that.
See? That's what you was thinking,
that was,
though.
That was nasty.
That ain't what I was thinking.
You say he sound like he in
Let's
pain.
Let's go Flashing Lights, Laura. That's mean, man.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
So Elon Musk has a company called Neuralink. And Neuralink, it's an implant that aims to cure various conditions from obesity to autism, depression, schizophrenia. And it also says and enabling web browsing and telepathy. The company says that the brain chips could allow people to complete tasks using only their minds. The big story is that it just got an FDA approval for in-human clinical study. So I said this is either a breakthrough thing, but it's also very scary.
They said also, too, could potentially lead to people who have different types of paralysis. Getting that fixed.
Wow.
Different things like that. So it could be a breakthrough. It could also, because it's a company, and here's what you always got to watch out. They're going to want to make money on this, Brody, bro. And to make money, that means they need a lot of people to go ahead and sign up and buy it over the next 5 and 10 years because they want to make some money. And they're going to take advantage of people who are just like, yo, I want a superpower. Yeah, go ahead. Let us put this chip in your brain.
Well, this isn't this like all the stories we're going to be dealing with everything related to AI. All of the crazy tech stories right now are all sort of the same thing. Unbelievable potential for greatness and terrible fear that could be the beginning of the end of the world.
So I've been having a lot of debates. You know, you guys know I work in on my other job. I work with Apple, and we all obviously have conversations about what's going on in tech all the time. So all of the bad stuff that humans are capable of doing, we're currently doing them. It's happening.
Correct.
Without computers. So, yes, there will be some evil people trying to do evil things with technology. Matter of fact, they're already doing it.
Right.
It's already happening. From war machines to all types of stuff. It's already happening. So the fear-mongering about the future, I get it, because humans are capable of terrible, terrible things. And there's humans out there right now without artificial intelligence doing terrible things. So we should prepare for that. But I think there's also some humans who want to do some great things and help people. It's just going to be up to us to be proactive. The problem with our government and most governments around the world is they're reactive. They want to figure out how they're going to make their money first, and then they put up regulations. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, yeah, people will definitely be getting some brain chips, and there will definitely be lawsuits, and people will be like, well, I didn't know that it was going to do that to my brain. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Oh, man. Well, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:03. Today is a high of 74 degrees, and alternate side parking is suspended.
Speaking of stupid, coming up, Ron DeSantis. He announced he's running for president. He needs a mental health eval after you hear what he had to say.
And maybe a chip in his brain.
Maybe a chip in his brain. But the gobbledygook of what is it? Liberal left buzzwords this guy's throwing out,
man,
is different type, bro. Yo, it is buzzword bingo coming up on Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Plus the gurus.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
It's Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. There's a lot of political stuff going on, as usual. Every now and then we tap in and check it out. You say meh, meh.
We got a long way till any election. I can't do it for 2 years with these idiots.
Well, no, but the weirdo level is really what I want to point out here, right? Because, listen, I've always told y'all I'm a registered independent. I don't mind a regular degular conservative, like somebody who's on some, like, you know, fiscal responsibility and the money and, you know, making sure, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't mind
that. You almost miss those guys now.
Just a regular degular Republican.
Yep.
Now we have this, though. What is this?
Right, you wore the uniform. If you are elected president, you may be the first one in a while to have worn the uniform. How would you address?
Oh, whoops! That's the wrong audio.
That's talking. But they're talking to DeSantis.
Yeah.
This was during DeSantis announcement yesterday.
This is his announcement of running for president. I'm looking for the war on the woke mob audio.
He loves the war on the woke. He's using that. He thinks that is the divide move. Like, if I get enough people to agree, and Ebro's so down with the woke mob, he's wearing a hat which is the big W on it.
That's right, woke. Shout out to Wallow. He's woke. So y'all tell me if this is normal. This is like real psychotic.
Well, first of all, the woke mind virus is basically a form of cultural Marxism. At the end of the day, it's an attack on the truth. And because it's a war on truth, I think we have no choice but to wage a war on woke. So how does that work for a president? Some of it may be the bully pulpit, being willing to tell the truth and not being deluded by ideology, which we see in many aspects of our society.
What in the world are you talking about?
Bro, he's
how is that
lying?
No, that is
the what is the woke mob doing? This quote woke mob.
And the ideology. Mind you, you are the one, sir, removing books about the Holocaust, about women's rights, black history, anything
well,
that you
see,
feel doesn't
whole,
fit your agenda.
That has information. That's just information, though. That's not.
But that's the whole psychosis of it all. That's why I wanted to play the clip, because that's Ron DeSantis. He's now running for president in 2024. He represents the state of Florida, which we know is one of the many armpits of America. And the idea that he's going to spin doctor this into the truth being washed out because people are writing books about historical fact. That they're the ones challenging truth. That's how crazy it is. It almost makes you feel crazy.
And then, you know what's nuts? Like, there was a TikTok of a teacher in Florida who had to take down her TikTok because she was showing everyone all the different books that were being banned from her class.
That. Wait, she had to take that TikTok
down?
Yes,
yes. They made her take it down. She had to put up an update saying exactly that. Look, they made me take it down, just so you know. But this is what's happening. And
wait, but why would if y'all not trying to hide the truth, why would she have to take the damn TikTok down?
Thank you. And then they told her staff that they're removing the books because they were over 15 years old. Fam, all they do is talk about the Bible. How old is that? It's so ridiculous.
Yo, but that's the case. That's how psychotic it is. It is some real weirdo psychotic ish, y'all. Like, it's really not.
And by the way,
it's screaming mental health eval.
Yeah,
it is screaming mental health evaluation.
But he's doing it all very intentionally because he knows these issues riles up the hardcore right wing base.
Well, it's got me riled up right now because it makes me feel like, wait, y'all don't see that this is crazy?
But they want
you're not listening to these words and hearing crazy person.
And to all the people who are just like, oh, you know, it's just Black history. There's everything under that umbrella. That alone should make you so mad. But there was books about, you know, many books about the Holocaust, women, all Latin American countries.
So anything,
it's disgusting.
Anything about the struggle of anyone who's not a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, they want out. That's the only
pretty much
story
and
they
anything
want to tell.
And anything that challenges the marketing ideals of what America was founded on.
But that shouldn't even be a Holocaust book. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's so weird. He's actually catering to even crazier than the made-up American marketing statement. He's catering to Hitler's marketing statement. Like, I don't even understand.
Well, that's the white supremacy part. But even on that, how are you going to try to mitigate, whitewash, minimize the impact of what slavery did to a society and the fabric of our society? And not even have that.
Well, that's going to be, if DeSantis makes it to real debates or whatever, that will be interesting if he gets interviewed by real people and they ask him, what's your sort of response?
Well, he'll do the word soup thing. That's all they do. Here we go.
First of all, the woke mind virus is basically a form of cultural Marxism. At the end of the day, it's an attack on the truth. And because it's a war on truth, I think we have no choice but to wage a war on woke. So how does that work for a president? Some of it may be the bully pulpit.
Words.
To tell
the truth. Yo, what kind of gobbledygook is that?
Yo.
And it's all trigger words, right? Woke, Marxism, war. It's like all of these words just lined up, bro. Yo, if you're falling for this out here, I got a button for you. And I got a bridge to sell you, too.
Oof. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Take it from a vet, that's a rook mistake, ayy.
It's time for the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru over at EbroInTheMorning.com, where the gurus will fight.
That's right.
For your right.
That's right.
To
party. Memorial weekend. It's memorials.
I'm saying, why not?
Party.
Shani, do what you do. Burn that sage.
He never burns sage.
He does. Do.
He just says he does, but it doesn't actually happen. I appreciate the theater of the mind, though.
I do.
Guys are so clean.
It's an old radio. Old radio tactic.
Thank you, Sean.
It was like when people used to broadcast live from the copter. They'd be like, I'm in the copter right
now.
Yeah,
it sounds pretty good.
You know what I mean?
That sounds pretty good.
Looking at the FDR from the Ebro in the Morning traffic copter. This is the traffic update.
That's pretty good.
Ebro. Right,
we get it.
Sorry.
All right.
All right, guys, remember, the gurus have your back, and we will always grah and keep it a stack.
That's right. I mean, this is true.
All right, good morning, everyone. Longtime listener, fan of the show. Whitish Wednesday is lit. I'll keep it short. It's not a relationship issue. It's more of a family and friend issue.
Okay.
Someone I consider a brother. I've known him since elementary school. We're in different states. I'm up north. He's down south. Can't always be with him physically, but I'm always a phone call away. Anyways, recently he's been going through really bad depression and anxiety. He's always had a little bit of depression, but these past couple of years, it's gotten much, much worse. Oh. Even suicidal at times. And scares me. He's 39-year-old DJ/dishwasher who just can't move on in his life. He's depressed about his job. I told him to find another one. He claims it's not that easy. I told him to go harder with his DJing. He does, but he doesn't have friends or people to support him and claims his anxiety has gotten too bad for him. He doesn't even attempt to talk to women. He's been single and alone for 9 years now. When I talked to him about trying to find someone, he says it's hopeless because of his teeth and his mental, and he's going to be alone forever, so he's given up. Yeah, so he really does have a messed up grill, but literally that's his only flaw.
Yo.
He's a cool-ass dude, and teeth can be fixed.
That's facts.
I swear if you met him, you would think nothing's wrong with him. He hides it so well, but it's just an act. I really wish I can get inside his head and let him know that he's loved. He still has his mother, a couple of family members, a little girl. He's only a two-hour drive from and can go see them whenever he wants. He claims his little girl saved him from suicide, but now he feels like a prisoner in life. Mm. His close friends have moved away. His last ex is deceased.
Mm.
And we're not going to even get into his living and car issues.
Hmm.
I don't know if he's too young to be going through a midlife crisis, but man, the anxiety and depression. Let me skip to the end here. He says, I don't know what else to say. I just don't want to lose him, and I need advice on what to say and what else to do. Maybe he's listening, can hear it for himself. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. He claims he doesn't go see a therapist because of money, and he claims he's too smart, saying that he knows that what they're going to say to him before he even says it, before they even say it, so there's no point. By the way, I've had this conversation recently. Really intelligent people, really intelligent people,
yes,
believe, whether they say it or not, that they are too smart for therapy. They get ahead. They go, I know what that is.
I know what you're going to say.
I know what they're going to say.
Yes.
They
can't.
Yeah, but that's so stupid because you know what? It's like people who you know what the workout is. You're still going to do the workout. You still got to do the work, though.
Correct.
You still got to do the push-ups, man. You still got to do the cardio. You know what I mean? You got to put your mind, your muscle, you got to put it through the motion so that you can get the result. And I know people are tired of hearing it. Trust the process.
And it is a process. There's another opportunity to say something that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Therapy, unfortunately, is not that you show up and the person goes, hey, you know what you need to do? This. In fact, there's a whole show on Apple TV right now about it called Shrinking, where the therapist kind of goes crazy and starts just telling people what to do. You know what you need to do? Leave him. Leave him right now. But it's like, it's a comedy, and that's not what really happens in therapy. In therapy,
now,
it's a conversation.
Now, Rosenberg, if you're being had a conversation with a mom who had her daughter in therapy, and the daughter and the therapist was, you know, prescribing things incorrectly, and they had to get a new therapist.
Well, that's all like that a psychiatrist.
But all that to say that you can meet a therapist that is not good for you.
Oh, sure.
It takes time to find the right one.
Sure. And by the way, if you go to a psychiatrist these days, a lot of them, what they're used to doing is prescribing medicine. So when you go to a psychiatrist, which is different than a therapist or a social worker or a psychologist, they will probably, it's like going to a surgeon instead of a doctor. You know what surgeons often tell you to do?
Get surgery.
Get surgery.
That's right.
That's what they do. So yeah, you can find the right therapist, and that therapist will talk to you. And yes, even if you're smart, and even if you think you know what they're going to say, you don't know what you're going to say. You don't know what you're going to say.
What, that's light bulb? Right.
That's what the whole therapy is. It's not about what they're going to say. It's about what the conversation is that gets you to say what you're going to say.
You'll finally admit to yourself that you've been hiding for so long.
Or realize about yourself.
I have a question.
Please.
I agree with you guys with the therapy and all of this stuff, but it seems like this person is also having some financial difficulties.
Correct.
How does he go about, like, it's kind of like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Obviously, he needs to go speak to somebody, but if he doesn't have the means to do
so,
this, when does he begin?
The writer of the email, the writer of the email said that this individual has family and friends right. that love him, people that support him, but he's having financial problems. The community around this individual should get together, A, demonstrate some love and care and show up for him, but also maybe contribute to this therapy moment and help him get there.
Yeah, you may have to help take some steps for him, like right. get a recommendation from someone else on a good therapist so the work is already done. Now, if he has insurance, which sounds like maybe he doesn't, it could be covered. If it's not, though, and you have to just go out of pocket, then to Ebro's point, maybe you get together with some people and you say, hey, let's assume it's going to be $200 a session. I don't know exactly where they are. We put together $3,000, $2,500, and we want you to be able to go to 10 sessions.
That's a lot of money.
How much is BetterHelp.com?
BetterHelp is like in the, I don't want to give an exact number, but it's lower than that. I mean, you can do pretty good there. You're going to spend
some money. And can't you get free trials on BetterHelp? Like
you can get discounted trials.
Discounted trials. Yes, BetterHelp.com. I know they advertised up here before.
They do.
I said just something else too, because he also said, he stated that his friend puts on a facade that he's okay. So like if you look at him, people think he's okay. Maybe you should try reaching out to some of his friends and family to see if he's putting on that facade to them, because maybe they don't even know what's going on. Maybe his mom and his rest of his family, like he said, they don't live together. They don't live in the same town or same area or whatever. Find out if they feel the same as you, like if he's giving them the same energy. And if not, maybe you should let them know so that way you guys can all come together and try to help him out too.
I like that too. True. Either way, it's a community effort, right. And
it is.
You got to maybe help him take the steps towards therapy if he's not willing to listen. But you
know, that's the part I'm thinking too, like, because the therapy, to Cass's point, is expensive. But for him specifically, who's writing us the letter, it's being there. You know, that's the most that you can really do.
That's
is
right.
Stay connected to him, keep having the conversations, and maybe you can not be his therapist, but in some forms be a shoulder. You know, or somebody that he knows cares. Because sometimes you just want to be understood and know somebody cares.
So there's a lot of great ideas. So what y'all landed on?
All of them.
Keep it a stack.
Yeah, all of them. So maybe, I don't know, maybe he can play this for him or send this to
him.
Yeah,
man. So. You sound like a great guy who's got a lot to live for and people love you and are worried about you. You got to take that step. No one's too smart for therapy. No right. one knows what's going to happen.
And you have a daughter,
got to get help, man. It's your responsibility to be here for her. So take that step, man. Make that change.
So say the gurus.
Starting with
Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good.
You got off beat. Damn. You ruined it, man. Hit him with the button, man. He ruined our song.
The vocals, y'all like my vocals, though. I know. I seen y'all was into it. Y'all was into the vocals, man. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Now there's only one last question to ask you. Are you ready for your 4 minutes of fire?
Yes, sir. Let's get this done and get it. I'm about to go crazy. Bang them.
I was born ready like fish and spaghetti.
Fuck yeah. Always ready. Born ready.
Let's do it.
Man, listen, my real question is 4 minutes of fire ready for us?
Absolutely. 4 minutes of sour. Let's do it.
Come on, man. Put the beat on.
Hot 97 presents the 4 minutes of fire podcast, where artists premiere unreleased music every month on the 4th. Follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Hot 97 playing, that's me, baby. Call it ain't about no cake, is you crazy? Business got bitches on notice. She trying to slide to the non-slow your motion. Soon as I got to her spot, bent it over. I gave her the this that Lola.
4 minutes of fire. New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41, Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!